AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There was some tension on the Senate floor a few days ago, and today, during a rare Sunday session, Republicans in the Senate rebuked one of their own. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Senior Republicans led by Orrin Hatch leveled sharp criticism at freshman senator and presidential hopeful Ted Cruz 2 days after he charged the majority leader with lying to him.
Squabbling and sanctimony may be tolerated in other venues or perhaps on the campaign trail, but they have no place among colleagues in the United States Senate.
Cruz said his comments may be uncomfortable, but they are true.
No member of this body has disputed that promise was made. And that promise was broken.
The dispute centered around whether there was a deal to allow a vote on the Export-Import Bank, which the Senate voted to reauthorize. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Coast Guard says a boat belonging to two missing teenage fishermen has been found off Florida's Atlantic coast. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Lehman says neither boy was either in and around the boat.
It doesn't give us much information about their destination or where they were trying to go. It just shows us that this is where the boat had drifted to at this point. We're using the boat as kind of the centerpiece in our search area.
Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos, both 14, were last seen Friday. Cohen's neighbors, NFL Hall of Famer Joe Namath, he's offered a $100,000 reward. Iraqi government forces are now in control of Anbar province outside Ramadi. There's a fierce fighting going on in the region. Craig Biggio, Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, and this man, Pedro Martinez, are the newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame.
I would like to thank America for the opportunity that baseball had to offer for me.
Britain's Chris Froome has won the Tour de France for the second time. This is AP Radio News. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says people are shocked by comments from a Planned Parenthood doctor about organs salvaged from abortions.
The doctor on video in a casual voice while sipping wine and eating brie talks about rotating the baby around so she can get better access to baby parts that she's going to harvest for sale to researchers.
Paul was on Fox News Sunday. On ABC's This Week, Planned Parenthood's Cecile Richards says they have not profited from fetal organs.
Planned Parenthood does not at all profit from fetal tissue donation, which is an important element of healthcare research in this country.
Richard says the group has done nothing illegal. In his first public address in a year, embattled Syrian President Bashar Assad vowed to win his country's long-winning civil war while acknowledging his troops had lost territory to rebel forces and were running short on manpower. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.